That's the sound of lucha libre, or wrestling, which is a national pastime in Mexico. Buff fighters jump into the ring donning superhero costumes. Most of them are masked. They exchange threats and insults. They flip up in the air. They smack each other down. They pin each other up. It is a macho sport. But what some people don't realize is that its stars are just as likely to be women as men. Jasmine Gartz reports.
It's a cool Sunday afternoon in Mexico City. Somewhere in the maze of streets that's the neighborhood of San Miguel Teotongo, a lucha libre is taking place. The crowd goes wild as a petite woman with delicate features and the compact body of a gymnast comes out. Her name is Lady Apache.
Por el lado técnico, Lady Apache. Sonic Junior.
It wasn't always like this. When Lady Apache was a kid, she was just Sandra Gonzalez, and she used to get bullied a lot. Then one day, she decided to make it stop. She trains in a rough part of Mexico City, in a rundown building that looms over a sea of street vendors.
Me agarraban de bajada, como decimos nosotros, ¿no? O sea, las niñas, el dichoso bullying y este.
González is listing the tortures she endured in school. There was a lot of hair pulling, a lot of shoving, and let's just say her lunch money didn't last too long in her pocket. She told her dad that she wanted to take a personal defense class.
A los 14 años me invitan a formar parte de una función y es la primera vez que yo veo lucha de mujeres.
When she was 14, she got invited to showcase her new self-defense skills at an event that also featured female fighters. And that's when she fell in love with Mexican wrestling. Bruce Wayne became Batman, Clark Kent changed into Superman, and Sandra Gonzalez became Lady Apache. The training gym has several rings. The fighters jump over each other, charge at one another, and practice how to fall when they get slammed down. The trainer is Fuerza Guerrera, or Warrior Force. Young Sandra Gonzalez was one of the first women he ever trained.
Mira, la verdad es yo soy uno de los más reacios a luchar con mujer, a luchar con mujeres.
During a break from practicing, he tells me that honestly, he wasn't too happy about teaching a girl to fight.
Desafortunadamente, digo, en México vivimos todavía en gran parte el machismo en México.
Lady Apache says, unfortunately, Mexico is still a very sexist country. The first luchadoras back in the 50s and 60s had it pretty bad from some of their colleagues. The men used to sabotage them with pranks like gluing their wrestling boots to the floor or knotting their leggings so tight they couldn't be undone. But eventually, they gained acceptance.
Ver las ganas que ellas le ponían y lo que ellas desarrollaban arriba del ring.
Even Fuerza Guerrera says he overcame his skepticism once women proved to him that they could get in the ring and fight as well as anyone else.
Y siento yo que ahorita, bueno, pues la gran mayoría de los compañeros son mucho más accesibles que anteriormente, ¿no?
Lady Apache has spent more than 20 years in lucha libre. She says she can feel the difference. Fellow fighters are much more supportive these days.
Arriba del ring, todos somos luchadores, y bueno, todos estamos preparados para eso, ¿no?
And in the ring, she concludes, we're all just fighters. Back in San Miguel Teotongo, Lady Apache jumps into action. The fighters strut, open-armed, like exasperated roosters. The only thing more mesmerizing than her skills is the reaction of the audience. The men clearly want her, and the women want to be her. And to the children, she's a real live action hero. The fight ends, and Lady Apache wins. As she heads back to the dressing rooms, she's mobbed by groupies asking for pictures and autographs. The girl who used to get her lunch money stolen has come a long way. For Latino USA, I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.